Well, hello, friends and family. Welcome to today's episode of The Pulse. I am Shay Wilbur, Media Director here at Open Door Church and Troy Brew Ministries and all things within this house. And we are so happy that you have joined us. Normally, Pastor Troy is sitting in the seat. He is not in studio, but if you hold on for just a second, he's going to be joining us from a remote, undisclosed location. And I'm really excited for him to join us because he has some incredible news for us. But listen, if you're joining us today, let me just let you know you are in for an incredible show. Not only is it our 45th episode, but you guys, today's show is huge. Backed by popular demand, the one and only Pastor Alan DiDio is here to talk about all things rapture. Last time he was on the show, it blew up. We had so many questions. We had so many people watching, sharing, and so we had to get him back as soon as possible to answer more questions. So with that being said, make sure if you have any questions regarding the rapture, end times, put those in the chat right now with question marks so our team can pull them, and we will get to them as soon as we can in just a bit. Also, don't forget to let us know where you're watching from. We're going to give you a shout out in just a moment. But before we get to all of that, we've got some ministry updates, and we can't do that without our one and only fearless leader, Pastor Troy. Welcome, Pastor.
Well, thank you so much, man. I needed that welcome. That's very nice. Thank you. Everybody wants to know where I am. I'm hidden deep beneath a trailer park in the southern part of Johnson, Texas. And I'm in one of my prepper silos right now. I used to do a radio show 30 years ago in Johnson County. It's called KCLE. It was the Cleburne radio station. And I came on Sunday mornings, and I would record it all week long and put it together. And it was like hidden deep beneath a trailer park in Johnson County, Texas. Now Pastor Troy Brewer. And that was how I actually came on. So now I started my great getaway. And so my different clock, and I'm working on living on a different clock here over the next month. And Leanna and I are in Northern California right now, and we're getting ready for this big event that's going to take place this week, where we are filming for the Dream film.
Yes.
That is taking place. We're also having a huge worship event in Auburn, California, and it's going to be incredible.
Man, Pastor, we're so excited about that. That was actually one of our announcements that we have. We wanted to let people know, and we'll jump ahead because I want to make sure people see this graphic since you just mentioned it. But this Dream movie event, people can actually come. So if you're in the Northern California area, this is a movie, Pastor, that you were involved in. The Pauling brothers are producing it. But this, what's happening on June 7th through the 9th is it's this big worship. There's going to be speakers. You're going to be a big part of it. And people can come, get filled up with the Holy Spirit, with the word of the Lord, but they can also be in the movie, which is really cool. So if you guys want more information, make sure you go to that website, event.dreamfilm.us, or scan that QR code. That's going to be fun, Pastor.
Oh, no, it's going to be amazing. And it's all about the rescue of kids, and it's all about the role of the body of King Jesus and how that it's up to us to say not on our watch. And so there's going to be all kinds of crazy, everybody's going to know who these people are. And not that anybody's going to know who I am, but they'll know who everybody else is there. And by the time that it's done, everybody's going to know that Jesus is into the redemption and the rescue of these children from all over the United States. And so, guys, we're getting after it. And I'm blown away. So I hope that people that are in this region will come out on Saturday and see us.
Man, that's going to be so much fun. We'll be praying for you, and I can't wait to see pictures and hear all about it. And Pastor, thank you for joining us while you're on your technical time off. We are holding down the fort here in the studio. We've got Rebecca in the house and Pastor Chris. Do you want them to do their announcements? Move into that real quick.
Yeah, you guys, please do that. You guys knock it out. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, sir. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm good. What did you think about Sunday church? What did you think about it?
That word literally just blew us all away. I was very, your live at 7 a.m. was very impactful. We had a lot of people commenting and sharing of, I know I'm going to say it wrong, but Shay, correct me. Shavuot. And what that meant. And it literally, Pastor, a lot of people did not know what that was. And it really made a big difference. You could feel the spirit shift. It was so powerful. And I'm just learning about that too. And I believe that for me and my family.
Well, I want to tell you, I was so happy with both services. Mm-hmm. They were completely full. And
yes, sir.
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of salvations. There was a lot of healings. You know, we had a bunch of testimonies of healings and miracles after the service was over with. But I got to tell everybody this too. Hey, you're going to see it through the hater websites this week that I really messed up. And I said that the Ten Commandments was written in sapphire stone. It was not. It was emerald. And I'm like, I don't know why I said sapphire. But I don't know.
Anyway, we forgive you. That's a minor detail. That I didn't even know anything about the stone.
Somebody sent me a hater video last night saying this guy's a clown and he don't know what he's talking about.
Oh my gosh. No,
my point was that it wasn't regular stone. It was a special stone and it ended up I was just shooting from the hip and I misspoke and I'm sorry about that. No. So the worst thing you catch me doing all day.
Yeah.
Good day with O'Troy Brewer.
Did you repent and go get baptized down at the river again? You know,
yeah, man, honestly, it's been a tough time for us. You know, it's been tough. I went and got my sackcloth and I poured ashes on it.
Oh my gosh.
I have failed the body of Jesus. You know, actually, you know, I'm sorry to go ahead and introduce. Look, he's here, but hang on. I promise you, I'll get right back to you. Hey, Pastor Alan DeDio, brother.
Who is hating on you? That's what I want to know. Who is hating on you? You're the only other person I've ever heard say that it was sapphire. I knew what you meant when you said emerald.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone else say that other than myself. So who in the world is in this small little circle that's hating on you?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't want to give any attention to any of those knuckleheads.
Good.
With that said, also, Tim, I'm not making excuses, but I mean, it is just the fact, Jack, like the prophet Bill Murray once said, Troy Brewer has some of the worst Lex Dixia that anybody knows. And I mean, and I love it. I really like it. I like it and I enjoy it. But when I'm thinking two things, I tend to get those things mixed up.
Same.
And I mean, I just do that. And so I apologize. And so,
but we receive your apology as a body. We welcome you with meekness.
It was still a great service.
It was amazing, Pastor. Yeah, it was.
Oh, no, it's okay. All right. So wait, let me get this straight. It was emerald and not sapphire.
No, it was sapphire, not emerald.
So you see what I do? And so I actually, on stuff like that, when I know I'm going to trip up, it's kind of like whenever you have, I call it Lex Dixia. Whenever you have Lex Dixia, there's another thing too that you do is it tends to affect your speech really bad. Mm-hmm. So I tend to be way ahead of my speech pattern, like way ahead of it. And I can feel it. Oh, I'm not going to say that right. I can feel it. So I kind of sing it.
Yep.
I kind of sing it so that I can get through those things. I don't know. Oh. It's just interesting. Yeah. Oh. So
well, I battle with the same thing, have my whole life. Like if someone has a name that's like Adeline and it can be Adeline or Adeline. Yeah. I'm not going to get that right. It's not going to happen. Yeah. Kamala, whatever. Yeah. It's not going to happen. But what a powerful message. I was watching. Guys, if you're not watching the Sunday morning live stream, you need to be. I was watching live. I was eating it up. It was a great message. And I wasn't too mad at you that you said emerald instead of sapphire.
Okay, well, thank you. So I know that you guys can see that there's people watching from all over the planet. Where's people watching from?
Yeah, we've got, man, I tell you what, the people are in Johnson County are showing up. We got Rhonda, Mrs. D, 2000 down in Joshua. We also have this guy named Pastor Alan DeDio watching on YouTube. He actually hopped in the chat.
Wow.
So that's interesting. The moderator's going to look into him.
Two places at once.
Yeah. It's a portal. Steve from Midland and Lori from Washington. Just got tons of people here. Let us know where you're watching from. We'd love to give you a shout out throughout the show today.
All right. Yes. All right.
You guys have anything else that y'all need to do?
Yes, sir. Well, Rebecca, why don't you tell people how they can get involved? And they're going to hear a lot of different things over the course of today's show. And a big part of what we do, you know, we always say that we do this here so we can rescue kids. Amen. So whether we're talking about the rapture, whether we're talking about current events or sharing testimonies throughout our ministry, we do this so that we can be out there saying yes to the call of God and rescuing kids. And we do it every single day all over the world. Literally at any given moment, a child could be getting rescued right now. For sure, they are getting redeemed. For for sure they are getting loved on and helped as somewhere in the world, because we have over 52 safe homes all across the globe. So Rebecca, why don't you let people know real quick how they can get involved? And we have some really special offers that we are running for this month, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm just so excited of all the new things that are happening. Don't forget Family ODX, where you're watching us from. You could like, share, and comment. When you are doing that, we don't only say you are being a media missionary, but you are getting in the fight, and this is what we do. We have church so we could rescue children. We do lives so we could rescue children. We do. I love everything that ODX.TV is doing. It is a way that you can stay, like Pastor Allen said, you could watch all the upcoming conferences, everything. If you join us today, there is one way you could do that. You could join us by being a stage 2 or stage 3. And that's a way that you could help us rescue more kids. You'll see all of Troy, Pastor Troy's content, upcoming things, where he's at. That is one way you can help us with saving more children. Another way, you could go to odx.tv and you could click give, or you can go to troybrewer.com and click give. There is also a new way that we're doing, right? Shay, that we are giving.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah. So our giving incentives, we're running this really cool special because we know that so many of you are jumping on this call and getting involved. And we're just so grateful for that because, guys, the work is urgent. We just said yes to a $5,000 a month pregnancy center in Belize. And so we have a bunch of different giving incentives for you. Yeah. That's a picture from our pregnancy center that we are now supporting, $5,000 a month, guys. And so we just want to let you know, first of all, if you feel it on your heart to give $5,000. Pastor Troy wanted to gift you a lifetime membership of ODX, right, Pastor?
Wow. Yeah, that's correct. And we actually had some takers on that last week. Now, I'd like to just explain this and say we already send thousands and thousands of dollars every month down to Belize because we already have a rescue center, but now we've opened up another one. And in the past 10 years, we have been able to rescue over 1,500 pregnant teenage girls and also save their babies. 1,500 in 10 years, which is craziness. That is just craziness. So guys, we're doing more of that. And by the way, as far as we know, we are the only birthing clinic in the entire nation. There's not another.
Wow.
But now there's two. Now there's two.
Yes.
And it's also one of the ways, man, that we find kids that need to be rescued. And just like 2 weeks ago when I was down there, we rescued a 15-year-old mama that has three children. Mm-hmm. So she's 15 years old. She already has three children, and we got her. You know what? And my friends have her, and we're taking good care of her, and that's awesome. Well, there's so many more, man, for us to rescue. And just us saying, okay, look, we're going to bump this up another $5,000. And then as we rescue kids, of course, there's going to be special needs, and there's going to be all kinds of things. There's going to be additional costs, but you can actually sponsor the whole place for a month. And there's no telling how many kids that you'll rescue. I mean, no telling how many babies will birth during those months. So that's $5,000. And if you give $5,000 to that, I will also gift you a free lifetime membership, which means for the rest of your life, anytime that we have a conference and it is a ticketed event, you can watch it live through ODX for free as a lifetime member. And then of course you also have everything that goes with third stage, which is the whole kit and caboodle. Mm-hmm. And from stem to stern, from gut to gizzard, all of that. Oh my God. And Pastor Allen, we have a brand new show coming up here pretty quick. That
you better believe it.
Stage 2 and stage 3 members. And we've already filmed it, and it's going to be something else, ain't it, man?
Yeah, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. It's like a mix between The View and The X-Files.
Yes!
Except with testosterone. So it's going to be wild. And the people you have on the show, well, so, some of the times I was just sitting there, I said, this is the craziest conversation I've ever been involved in my life. And it's an amazing show.
We talk about AI, which you're an expert on. We actually have a whole thing on the, we have one whole entire episode that is on the rapture. We also talk about aliens. We also talk about the mark of the beast. We also talk about the Nephilim agenda. We talk about the globalist agenda. We talk about spooky and scary things in the world, in within the world and within the woods. And how do we have a lens for that? And I think it's, well, we're actually going to come out with some kind of a teaser this month, and we're going to keep adding to it and adding to it all throughout the summer. And then we're releasing this later on in the fall. But it's going to be the best edited thing we've ever done. It's the most exciting content we've ever done. And it is exclusive for ODX Stage 2 and Stage 3 members.
Yeah, it's going to be so good, Pastor. We are so excited. And we should have a teaser for that within the next few days coming up. So, woo-hoo! Pastor, be looking for that because you got to approve it before we share it with everyone. Mm-hmm. But well, we are.
Hey, Alan, she showed me, man, this amazing lady showed me. Okay, you know the scene where we all kind of do like this, man? Dude, yeah. It is the baddest thing ever. Dude, it is so good. It is so good. I was like, oh my gosh, that is awesome. And just the way the smoke is and oh my, it's next level. These guys are working really hard on it. So it's going to be worth watching. We're going to put the first 30 minutes of that, of every show, out on our YouTube channel and across all of our social media. Boom, man, we're going to throw it out there. And then if you want the rest of the story, which you're going to want to, once you see the first part, then you got to go and then you got to sign up for stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX, which means you are in the fight to help us rescue kids all over the world. So I don't know. I think it's pretty daggum cool.
Yeah, we got some wild guests with us, too. You got Joseph Z. You've got Tony Merkel, Darren Stott. I mean, if you know those people, then you know this conversation is going to get wild.
Yeah, and we even brought a Nephilim. We brought Brian
Schwartz. That's right, Brian Schwartz.
And he obviously has the Nephilim gene. He's about 5 feet taller than I am. So he's going to be with us as well. And it seems like I'm leaving somebody else out. But, I mean, that's the set, the whole thing is just great. So, all right. Well, okay. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, girls.
No, you're good. You're good. But we just want to let people know real quick, if you sew in $1,000, you can get 4 tickets to our New Beginnings Conference and a Stage 3 ODX membership for a year. Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor? You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep on going. Okay.
And then for $300, for your gift of $300, we'll give you a book and 2 tickets to our New Beginnings Conference, which is the best way to start off your year. Let me assure you, we've started planning for this upcoming one in January. It's going to be incredible. And for your gift of $50, we will give you a book and in addition to that, a workbook or a prayer card. So we have gifts for you. But guys, when you are sowing into this ministry, it's the reward. It's the spiritual and physical reward that you get to share with us. When we say yes to a child, when we say yes to a rescue, that's something that you can latch onto. You are a part of, because you're helping us enable to do that and say yes to more and more rescues because we're doing it constantly. Right, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Allen, you know what all we do. And I mean, you've been in ministry a long time and you are a huge partner with us and the whole Encounter bunch out there. All of you, we both partner together on things. What do you have to say to people? Because you're much more better than I am at just going, this is real. This is awesome. What do you say about
that? Well, we've been with you to one of your homes there in Mexico. We went with you, Acuna, Mexico. My entire family went there with you to see the work that's going on. And the expansion of it is what I'm baffled by as I'm watching, even hearing about this new life center that you have there. It's really amazing. And I'm just, my jaw is on the floor even thinking about it, because I know it's real. I know you're doing it. I've been there. I've seen it. And it's not just the work that you're doing, because there's a lot of people who do orphanages. I've been in this game a long time and seen a lot of shenanigans where people will purchase a place and they give the kids the bare minimum and they keep all the excess. The excellence with which everything is done, these kids are taken care of to the max. And not only that, everyone there is a Jesus lover, full of the Holy Ghost, believer, laying hands on these kids, praying over these kids, prophesying over these kids. I've never seen anything quite like it. So I can't encourage people enough. We partner with it. So partner with what's going on here at Troy Brewer Ministries. In eternity, there's going to be multitudes who say thank you because of what you do. And you get all this content as a result of it. So it's just, Troy really is unique. And we're so proud of you. And we're just trying to keep up with you.
Thank you, Pastor Allen. I sure do love you, man. And you know I love you. And you know I love your church and I love your family. And just I think you and I being friends and partners together in ministry is something that the devil never saw coming.
Yeah.
And wow, what a unique and incredible opportunity. So Shay, how can people give if they want to give?
So there are many different ways that you guys can give. You can go to, if you're watching on ODX, that's a really easy way because you're already on ODX. You just click the give button. But you can also go to troybrewer.com and click give. You can call the number that's on your screen right now, 877-413-0888. And I want to encourage you to call that number to give right now because there are literally teams of people waiting to receive your call. Let them know, hey, I was watching the post. I wanted to get involved. I wanted to sow $5,000 and sponsor that pregnancy center for a month. Just always let them know that you're watching the Pulse and that's why you picked up the phone and called it. But listen, you can also snail mail. We are not discounting snail mail because we know a lot of people still use it and a lot of our big supporters still use it. So you can mail to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097. And so if that's how you want to write a check and send it in the physical mail, you guys, we made it real easy. You can do it that way. So however you want to give, there is a way for you to get involved in what we're doing. And we are so thankful that you do.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, we'll continue to give updates and we'll continue to give shout outs and people all over the world that are watching. And I know that I can't see that board. So I know that Argentina is always with us. I know that Uganda is always with us. I know that Great Britain and Canada is always with us. I'm sure you can see those over there as well. And be sure and type in there, hey, I'm watching and where I'm watching from. And now let's get ready to talk about the imminent and the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church that precedes it. Joining me today is my very good friend, Pastor Alan DeDio. And Pastor, your book, They Lied to You About the Rapture, is stirring up the hornet's nest. And it's also called the silent, it's also caused the silent people in the church that have been embarrassed about believing in the rapture of church to go, hey, wait a minute, hang on a second. You guys are the guys that are nuts, not us. And dude, it does so many things. Okay. Number one, it makes people hopeful for the return of King Jesus. It sets the truth straight about where the rapture of the church is in the Bible and where it comes from. And it also causes people that have not had a voice and they did not know how to stand in this in the midst of so much as secret friendly things came in, the rapture of the church went out.
Yes.
Because it's just too weird. And so people that that grab a hold of, hey, we're going to do church for ungodly people because, quite frankly, they don't do evangelical works of selfless acts of service on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's really important that Sunday you do church for people that don't know how to worship God and people that don't know how to do the Bible because you do not disciple. So as we changed that and as we went to seeker friendly, non-Holy Ghost services. Once we did that, we also threw out the weirdness of the rapture. And now, brother, you're the brother that's setting that right. And I'm like, wow.
Well, thank you, man. Chuck Missler said the rapture is probably the most ridiculous thought in Christianity. If it weren't in the Bible, there would be no reason to believe it. But hope is worth defending. And there's a lot of people who've had this kind of pan-tribulational mentality. Well, however it pans out, works out, and we thought that would be okay, except for the fact that we are warned again and again to watch for this and to be prepared for this. And I make the case that it is the helmet of salvation that protects your mind in the last days. So it's not something we can put off to the side any longer. We got to recognize what this hope is and how we can defend it.
Okay, so brother, you just now mentioned the helmet of salvation and how that is connected to the hope of the rapture of the church.
Yeah.
And I've heard you talk about this before, and I've never heard anybody talk about this until I heard you talk about it. Tell us about that.
Well, when we read Paul's beautiful outline of the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, one piece of armor has always troubled me, and it was the helmet of salvation. What does that mean? He's telling believers, Christians, to put it on. And we always, whenever you hear a series on the helmet of salvation, it's always talking about you being born again. And that never sat right with me because does a Christian take off his salvation at night when he goes to bed and put it back on when he wakes up in the morning? What exactly is Paul talking about? If you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which, by the way, 1 Thessalonians is the first epistle Paul ever wrote, maybe even the first book of the entirety of the New Testament, potentially. So this is a book, a work that stands as an island unto itself. This is the launching of the new covenant. And when we get to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, this is written 10 years before Ephesians chapter 6. And Paul is still talking about the armor. And here in chapter 5, he says, he doesn't call it the armor of the helmet of salvation. He calls it, now listen to this, the helmet of the hope of salvation. Yes. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. This on the heels of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where he's referring to the rapture of the church. So could it be that the helmet of salvation is actually the blessed hope, and that this blessed hope transforms the mind and causes you to live differently, to pursue holiness like no one else could possibly motivate you to, and to be protected from the deception of the end times? I make the case that it is in the book.
Okay, I was, when I was preaching on Sunday, I was talking about getting hit in the face. And we actually have a clip to go to here, and I'll call it up here in just a second, but how that Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, and I was talking about that and talking about staying in the fight. What's real is, what Paul seems to be saying is that you will not stay in the fight. You will have too much head trauma. And if you do not have the hope for the rapture of the church, and if you don't put on the helmet of salvation, so the protective thing, like, okay, I know I'm saved. I know that Jesus is coming back, and my salvation will be made manifest at the blowing of the trumpet. Mm. And it's like, I'm putting that thing on. I actually have a clip I want to show you guys. This is from Sunday service. Watch this.
Tyson said, he said, yeah, everybody's got a plan until I punch them in the face. We have to be okay with the fight of the kingdom. For the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. If we're going to be kingdom people, we have to understand that we have fights. You're signing up for this fight. Okay, I want to equip you. I'm going to power you. I'm going to be in your corner. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to tell you what to do. You may get it. You may not get it. In the kingdom, you can lose a battle and still win the war. And a lot of times, whenever we suffer the loss in a battle, we go, well, I just think I failed God, or God failed me. No, man, you lost the fight. There's no such thing as a fighter who has never lost a fight.
Come on. Come on.
You were pastoring, man. That you were pastoring in that moment, by the way. Can I say this? And you go into a, you were having a conversation with one of your daughters about how they had just gotten hit. And the way you lay this out, every believer needs to go back and watch that live stream and hear how you just kind of pastor them through getting punched in the face. And here's what you do, and here's how you handle it. So I don't mean to interrupt, but I was watching live when you said it, and I thought it was amazing.
Well, thank you. Well, I think it goes right in line with what you're talking about, because what it's kind of like what happens among the Democrats today. Whatever it is they accuse you of is actually what they're doing in broad daylight. Okay, so with that said, the people who have not wanted the narrative of the return of Jesus to have anything to do with the rapture of the church, what they have said is, you're not willing to prepare. You're not willing to be a part of the last day fights. In fact, you guys are going to get fat and lazy, and you guys are going to sit around. I defy anybody to show me that Open Door Church is lazy, okay? And that we're not in the fight. What Paul seems to be saying in this is this: you won't be in the fight if you don't put on this helmet of salvation, which could very well be, as you're saying, your belief in the imminent return of Jesus as the rapture of the church.
Yeah, and the Bible says in Peter that this they are willingly ignorant of. Mm. So they're intentionally, people, and we have a tendency, the same reason a thief can't seem to find a police officer, we intentionally avoid the subject because we have a nature within us that wants to hang on to some things that the concept of the rapture of the church and its imminence does not allow you to entertain in your life. Because if Jesus could return at any moment, then you have to deal with it and deal with it now. And I believe it's Matthew 24 says, it is a wicked servant. This is one of the most powerful statements concerning the rapture of the church. It is a wicked servant who says in his heart, my master delays his coming. Now think of all the eschatological positions out there. How many of them require the master to delay his coming? The majority of them require it. The majority of them demand it. And it wasn't really until the Catholic Church really took hold and they didn't like the concept of this coming kingdom competing with the kingdom that they were establishing that it was squashed and its teaching was threatened by death, which is why in some certain points in history, you can still find teaching on the rapture, but it's a little more sparse because they would burn the teachings. They would burn anyone teaching it because they were teaching a coming kingdom that challenged the current kingdom. But the Bible says of this, they are willingly ignorant because there's something they want to hang on to. Wickedness only thrives in a heart that says, my master delays his coming. That's one of the ways it thrives in a heart. So we got to get this revelation back in the church that Jesus could return at any moment, not to inspire fear, not to sensationalize it, because we don't want to do that either. We want to make sure people are excited to meet their Savior, because something happens to you when you get that hope.
Pastor Allen, I love the whole thing of the rapture of the church. I love the whole thing of at any given moment, everything could change in the twinkling of an eye, right? Yes. As Paul actually describes. And that change, like, okay, you're going to go from here to there in a second. And it's not going to be after you figure out how to survive the tribulation, which I want to kind of throw this out there and just say this to my very good friends who kind of like, well, I don't know about all that stuff and I don't like that stuff. I think that we're going to go all the way through the tribulation. And then at the end, when Jesus comes back, we're going to join him somehow with the other saints in Jerusalem and yada yada. The point of the tribulation, even though there are survivors, the point is that the world doesn't survive. That is the whole point. The whole point is that the world becomes the kingdom of hell. And in the midst of that, the only boat afloat is Israel. And Jesus comes back for Israel with the saints. He comes back with the church. It's not the church is irrelevant. The church, it doesn't matter. The church is not there. It's not a church narrative. It is not even a church narrative anymore. So what that says to me, brother, is that this covenant has been fulfilled. This salvation covenant has been fulfilled. And now Jesus is going to come back and fulfill his Abraham covenant with Israel and be established as the king of Israel.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't understand, you know, those two different covenants, but the whole covenant of the whole covenant of the church, once you get to Revelation chapter 4, you don't see them again until the end of the book.
The Jewish people have a unique place in the heart of God. Mm-hmm. He loves the Jewish people and he loves the nation of Israel and he will fulfill his promises to them. And so he has to finish that program and fulfill all of those promises that have been made. And you and I have heard the same thing in line with what you're saying. There are Christians who say, well, I don't want to be raptured out of here. I want to be there. I want to evangelize. It's going to be the greatest revival we've ever seen. If I can just interrupt that emotional tirade that you're injecting into the conversation on, on eschatology with scripture, if that's okay. Here's what it actually says. Because how many of you have heard that before? If you've heard that, Pastor Troy, oh, I want to be here. It's going to be glorious. I mean, I can't wait to face the Antichrist. I mean, people actually say that. But here's what the Bible says.
The same exact people are on Prozac today because they can't handle the day that they're living in.
And
they
think
they'll be able to handle the tribulation.
It preaches really good. You know, people will say, well, God hasn't raised up his church and trained them up to take them out at the last second. Here's what the Bible says. Woe to you, and this is Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Now, I just scrapped a lot of people's theology concerning the end times right there. They were saying, we ought to be excited. This is the end time, and we're going to be going in. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch darkness, without a ray of brightness? That's the day of the Lord. There is no glorious moment during this time for the church to shine. Go ahead, Pastor Troy.
No, I don't want to go. I want to finish this with this. Where is that at? That's Amos what?
Amos chapter 5, verse 18. So anytime, the next time somebody says, well, I can't wait for those days because God's going to, no. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. There is no brightness. There is no shining. There is no light in the day of the Lord, which is, there's such a transition when you're reading Revelation. When you go through chapters 1 through 3, church is mentioned over and over again 19 times in the first three chapters. chapter 4, which is 4 is the number of the open door. There's a door opened in heaven, and John, as a representative of the church, is called up into the heavens. And then all of a sudden, we see this heavenly scene where the church is represented in heaven. And then we get to chapter 6, and the Lamb starts to break open those seals. And now suddenly the language becomes very Jewish. And now we're talking about the land of Israel. Now we're talking about 144 Jewish evangelists. Now we're talking about two witnesses. Everything shifts. Now we're talking about Matthew 24, where we have the mini apocalypse, where Jesus says, you know, pray that it's not the Sabbath. It becomes very, very Judeo-centric in its revelation. And the church isn't mentioned until we see the heavens open again. And now all his saints are returning with him. So he loves the church, and he loves the nation of Israel, and he loves them both with a jealous and unique love, and he has a plan and a program that includes both of them.
Friends, I'm talking today remotely with my very good friend. I'm literally on one end of the nation. I'm out here on the left coast. He's all the way out there on the right coast, and we're talking today about the mystery of the incredible revelation of the return of Jesus Christ for his church, known as the rapture, and also the definition of the return of Jesus Christ for Israel, known as the second coming with the church. And I'm talking today with my good friend, Pastor Alan DeDio. And I got to tell you, he's got a book that you've got to get. You guys have got to get this book. And Pastor Alan, how do they find your book? And they lied to you about the rapture. How do they do that? Where is that at?
Rapturebook.com. It's just that simple. Rapturebook.com. And in fact, if they go there tonight, we're going to have a live Zoom where I'm going to be doing Q&A on the end times and teaching on some things. I've just uncovered some stats that are pretty shocking. But we're going to connect the power of Pentecost with the rapture of the church tonight at 7 p.m. So you go to rapturebook.com and register for the Zoom. It's free, but you have to register so you get the link. But that's where you can get the book as well.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. And guys, if you're new to Alan Tadillo, can I just tell you, jump in. I mean, his last name literally means of the Lord. It means of God. And his first name is Alan, which is my middle name, by the way. That's anointed. That's totally anointed. And we all know what Alan means, and that means the pigs are loose in the kitchen, but we're not going to. You guys, plug into his ministry. Hey, whenever I come back to you here in just a minute, we're going to come back. We're going to go through one more question, Pastor Alan, and then we're going to go behind the veil, which is exclusive for our stage 2 and our stage 3 partners. But I still got one more question to ask you. I specifically want to ask you about the recently revealed prophecy of Enoch, how that it's been hidden through the centuries. And it's been there right there in front of us, but it's like so many things as we get ready for the rapture of the church and the second coming of the Lord, the seals are being broken and we're actually seeing things that have been right in front of us. So I'm going to ask you about that here in just a second. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Enoch's Lux prophecy. And then later we need to talk about Sapphire. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go. Okay, my good friend Shay and my friends back at Open Door Church. How is everybody?
We're good. We're here taking notes.
Yes,
on your conversation. So we've got questions too. If you want to, we've got some viewer questions as well. We can get to those behind the veil, Pastor. Whatever you want to do.
What are they saying over there? What's everybody saying in the comments?
Well, we actually have Melanie Fisher. This is not a question, but it's a comment. She said, wow, I'm guilty myself of saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I legit had no idea this whole perspective. So that was really mind-blowing, I think, to a lot of people.
I want to stop. There's nothing wrong with saying, come quickly. Come quickly is Maranatha. Come quickly is looking for the rapture of the church.
Yes.
Listen, you don't want to be on the earth when Jesus comes back with the saints. You want to be coming from heaven towards the earth.
Right.
Amen. So there's nothing. Listen, I say Maranatha. I say come quickly all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. So
looking for the rapture is different than looking for the day of the Lord.
That's right.
And okay. So you're looking for the rapture, you got your helmet on. You're looking for the day of the Lord, you're walking around naked. So
okay, so that was a question actually that I think it was from Kirk Morgan. Mm-hmm. He wanted to know, is it different? Is there a difference between the rapture and the day of the Lord? Like, what's the difference between those days?
Yes. So the day of the Lord begins immediately after the rapture of the church. That's when his day begins. And it includes the 7 year of tribulation. It includes the return of Jesus with his saints. It includes the 1,000 year reign all the way up till the great white throne judgment. So that is the day of the Lord. And the rapture is what happens immediately preceding that day.
Hey, Shay, when I see you on the great day of the Lord, when I see you on the day of the Lord, it'll be seated in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb with King Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And so, you know, the last words that my daddy ever spoke to me on this planet Earth is he said, I'll see you on the great day. I said, I'll see you on the great day, Dad. And should I survive until the rapture of the church, I want to just tell you this. I don't expect to see the great day from the perspective of the planet Earth. I expect to see the day of the Lord from the perspective of the gates of heaven.
Wow. So those good.
Those are two completely different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, do you like that, Pastor Allen?
I love that because Rick Renner pictures it as we're all sitting around this feast and every once in a while someone's name will be called. And that's when we go stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And then we get whatever we get there and then we come back to the feast. Wow. But 7 years of celebration and it's going to be an amazing time, a glorious time, unlike anything we could imagine.
Yeah, I has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what the Lord has prepared for us. And it's going to be something. So I praise God for that. So you guys are seeing a lot of people and people are responding. They're giving, they're helping us to rescue kids. How is all that going over there?
So I have not had an update yet from our call center. I'm about to text her and usually right about when we head behind the veils and we'll start getting the updates. So I will have those updates. But Pastor, if you want, we can give some shout outs to people who sewed into our ministry from last week. We have a couple of those names. Do you want to share those now?
Yeah, we had several people respond to the $5,000 range. And we even had somebody we had people that even gave bigger than that. And that's really exciting to us because we're making these commitments and before the money comes in. And then God Almighty is so good. And then he brings in the finances because people are stepping up to the plate. Amen. A great big shout out to some of those people who said, hey, I'm going to actually support this new birthing clinic and this new rescue center. I'm going to sponsor 1 month with at least $5,000. And so give me a couple of those names.
Yeah, what we have here is special thank you to Tommy and Susie. They're the ones who actually won the signed hat, if you guys remember that last week.
Yes.
Yeah, the old Ted Nugent hat. We gave away the Ted Nugent hat last week.
With extra hair gel.
And that was a good day. And so, hey, thank you guys for responding to that. And also, too, as y'all know, you also get a lifetime membership to ODX. And that's one of the things that we don't mention. And you guys keep sprinkling these things in here for me. Mm-hmm. And y'all put up the mail thing for me as well. Is that also we do 2 or 3 ODX events throughout the year.
Oh, yes.
And the stage 3 people get access to it before anybody else. And then the stage 2 people get access to it before the stage 1 people do. And, you know, stage 1 is completely free. All you got to do is go there and sign up and then you can start viewing content. But I want to tell you, that's another exclusive thing that we have. And we also have special get-togethers before we do our conferences. And we'll only have maybe a couple of hundred people in there. But we are planning on this next year after the release of our brand new, show that's coming up that's called The Counter. We're planning on doing special counter events. Like I'm going to go out to Allen's Church. We're going to go up to Seattle. We're going to go to the Midwest. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. And all of us cats are going to get together. We're going to have special outings for this. And again, stage 2 and stage 3 people will actually get access to that first. So that's going to be a lot of fun. What do you? That's right on, Pastor Allen.
If there's a movement taking place. And who you're partnered with matters. When we talk about partnership, often churches or Christians think about, okay, well, that means they want me to give or something. When you talk to an attorney about partnership, they have an entirely different mentality. And when you talk to an attorney about partnership, they understand, wait a second, they're not just asking me to give. I'm now stepping into the covering of this place and partaking in the benefits of this place like no one else is capable of doing. That's what Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 4, partnership, partner with this ministry. And you get all that. You would do it without getting these benefits. I know you would, but you get access to all of these things so that we can grow together and we can all be pointed in the same direction vision-wise. So we're partnered. We want all of you to partner too.
Yep. You guys put our number on the screen. It's on there. And we're asking you guys to partner with us and to help us. And so I don't know if you guys saw over the past couple of weeks how many kids that we've actually rescued. And then, of course, over the past 30 years, we have rescued more than 11,000 children and actually raised them. So we have over 4,000 children under our care right now. This is what we're doing. I'm going to make a special announcement. And then we're going to take Pastor Alan DiDio. We're going to go behind the veil and we're going to talk about Enoch and his biblical. There is a biblical revelation about the rapture of the church through Brother Enoch. And we're about to undo that. We're just going to show it to you and it's going to blow your mind. The first time Alan showed this to me, I just sat there and I just shook my head and went, yeah, I never saw that before. That's incredible. Incredible. Now, here's the announcement I'm going to make. Guys, everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. Put a comment in there. Everybody get ready to show me what you think.
Drum roll. Drum roll over here, Pastor.
There we go. You know what? You guys get on the screen here with me. Pastor Alan, you get on here too. Shay, let me see you. Okay, guys.
Okay.
I got a phone call 3 days ago, and I got this very special phone call, and the phone call was an invitation this month, and I'll tell you guys later what the date is, but a special invitation to come to Washington, D.C., to come to the West Wing of the White House, to meet with a special delegation of people who rescue kids, and also too, and that also includes the border people, and that also includes Tom Holman, and to be a voice in this fight of rescuing children. And I'm literally going, and then after there, I'm going to march over to Capitol Hill, and I'm literally speaking to Congress and talk about our ongoing fight and what we can do in what we can do as the body of Jesus to rescue these kids and raise these kids right here on the home front if we're not attacked by the government in doing so. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I cannot wait to go do that. What do you guys think about that?
Come on. Praise God. I mean, just I feel the anointing on this. I speak elevation and acceleration on you and your ministry and on all of your partners who are partnered with you. Now, in the name of Jesus, we declare everything you put your hand to shall prosper. Every room you go in, there's an open door for you to minister. And partners, you've made this happen. You've made this possible. This is supernatural. And we just say it's just the beginning. In Jesus' name, this ministry, I know you're excited about this, partners, because I am. This ministry is about to be the face of rescuing kids out of human trafficking, not just in this country, but around the world. Let's go, guys. Come on. Wow.
Praise God.
It's something else. And it's an incredible and a unique opportunity. I thank God for the faith-based council that is there. Paula White's bunch leads all that. There's a whole bunch of renowned ministry teams that are a part of that, that are actually special counsel to President Trump. Right here, there's a bishop out of Houston, Texas, that represents not only all the Texas ministries that are a part of that, but also nationally. And he actually called me, and he is a gracious man of God, and he was so good to me. And just said, Troy, we need your voice here at this. Will you please come? And I said, yes, sir, I will. My good friend Sharon Bolin is a huge part of that as well. We recently had her on the broadcast. And I can, guys, it's happening. It's literally happening. And there's people within the government that are serious about joining with the body of Jesus to rescue kids. In the midst of a month formerly called Pride Month, where it is blatantly show, we're coming after your kids. We're coming after your kids. Well, there are people in the body of Jesus who are saying, not on our watch. You ain't doing that. And now to actually be invited to the White House, to the West Wing, to the Oval Office Situation Room, and go, okay, tell us. It's just Jesus. And so I guess I'm going to go. I'm going to represent Jesus. I'm going to represent all of us as a tribe. And I'm going to be giving you the dates later on so that y'all can fast and pray and believe the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's so awesome, Pastor. And what's so cool about it is that they are inviting people that are doing the work, that are getting their hands dirty, that are saying yes, that are not just talking about it. And, you know, raising awareness, which all that is so good and so important. It's so good for people to be aware of the reality of human trafficking. But to know that they saw the work that you have led the charge for the past 30 years, Pastor, and have thought, you know what, we got to have him here because he is an expert. He's been doing it on the front lines. That is what's exciting to me is, and honestly, well-deserved. So like from, and we can say that about you, but it is so well-deserved. It's about time, in my opinion, that it's for such a time as this. God has like ordained this, and I'm so excited, and we will be cheering you on from here and praying for you and all the things, because really this is an important time, and it's for a purpose for right now.
There's Vicky Griffin from our ODX family, and I know we brought this up before, but I wanted to share it again. Do you remember, Pastor, what Joseph Z prophesied to us that one Wednesday night? And started sharing. I think we need to revisit that and maybe get some clips, but she's like, I remember what Joseph Z said, and that this is what's happening right now. So I'm so excited. Yeah,
Whenever Joseph Z was with us the last time he was at Open Door, he prophesied a whole bunch of things, but one of the things that he prophesied was, he said, I see somebody giving you land. I see a gift of land coming to you, your ministry. It was literally 2 weeks after that. Somebody gave me 300 acres. And we're actually going to be up there here within the next, here pretty quick, but we're going to build another Redemption Ranch there. I mean, look, if the government is going to allow us to house here, which I'm just going to tell you this, the United States government has not allowed people to take on trafficking. And what they've done is they've sanctioned us out and said, hey, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for one child, for two children. That's it. And just to be able to stay in compliance. We have had, up until the Trump administration, we have had much more cooperation out of the Mexican government, much more cooperation out of the Ugandan government, much more cooperation out of the Belizean, out of the Amazonian governments, the three different governments we work with down there, much less India and Peru, than we have even with the old red, white, and blue. And now, guys, we're seeing that shift change. And this is the month, by the way, guys, where the shift changes. It's always in the month of June where, you know what, you have the pendulum swing, you have the solstice, where God Almighty is set up within the heavenly clock, that it changes in an instant from going this way to going that way. And we did our heavenly happenings this month, and that is actually up. And I'm always looking in the month of June for a tremendous shift, for Jehovah Nisi to show up and all of that be a game changer. So, Pastor Allen, we're about to leave all of our social media platforms, and we're about to go behind the bell. We're about to go behind the veil strictly at ODX. You have anything else that you want to say before we go behind the veil?
Just everybody who loves this ministry, write in the comments, not on our watch. You've been prophesying it. You've been declaring it. You guys have been saying it, not on our watch. And here we are. We're the ones drawing the line in the sand because we've partnered with this ministry and saying, not on our watch, not anymore, not one step further. It's happening. Breakthrough is taking place. Prophetic Voices, Joseph Z, he's been speaking into this and speaking into this audience. He just released a new book today, by the way, The Spirit of Elijah, which is amazing. But there is a fresh anointing. Prophetic voices like Troy Brewer going into the White House. This has never happened in the history of this nation. Never. That we have seen Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized believers in positions of influence. And we have a short period of time, a short window of opportunity to take advantage of this. So, guys, let's be like Bartimaeus. Let's cry all the more. Let's be like the woman with the issue of blood and press through the crowd. Let's grab a hold of the hem of Jesus' garment, and let's do this thing in Jesus' name.
Well, amen, my friend. And the other part of the big prophetic word that Joseph Z gave us at that was, hey, God's opening up the White House to you. I see you going to the White House. Now that's actually taking place this month.
Wow.
And so the Spirit of the Lord is moving. And Pastor Allen, I want to just say, before we go behind the veil, I just want to tell you again, I encourage everybody to get your book. I encourage everybody to follow your ministry. You're doing something special tonight. And where do they find that at, the special thing that you're doing tonight?
The same place they find the book. They can go to rapturebook.com, rapturebook.com, and you'll see at the top of that page an end-time Q&A Zoom. That way I can see your face, you can see mine, and I can answer your questions. I'm going to be breaking the seals on some things tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom, Eastern Standard Time. But it's free. You just have to register, go to rapturebook.com, and get a copy of the book while you're there.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Shay, so why don't you take us behind the veil, Ladybug?
Yes, sir. Really quick, as we do that, I just want to say, first of all, I want to get the phone number up on the screen one more time before we go behind the veil. If you feel led to sow into what we are doing for such a time as this, call the number on your screen. You can also go to troybrewer.com and click give. And we also have an address where you can send snail mail. We have that available as well. And listen, I just wanted to say this. Holly Hodge, who is a part of our online family, our online community, she left this comment, Pastor. She said, my dad was buried last week. His final wishes was for everyone to sow into the rescuing of women and children from slavery through Open Door Church and Troy Brewer Ministries. I was so proud of him for that. My heart is full. So I just want to say thank you, Holly, for sharing that. And what a special last wish to have from your dad. And I just That's so encouraging and so moving to hear. So all of you who are sowing in today, I believe it's a special added blessing that this was Holly's dad's final wish, was that you would see the vision. Yes, Pastor?
Yeah, I was just asking them to put the phone number up.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You see it there. I just think it was so cool. And I really wanted to share that in honor of Holly and her dad. We're just so thankful for your hearts, Holly, for your dad's heart, and for being a part of this ministry and supporting us in the way that you have. And thank you to all of those who are calling the number right now and who are feeling moved to sow into what the Lord is doing here. So now with that, we're going to go behind the veil, which means we're going to hop on over to our ODX platform. And guys, the conversation is not even close to over. We have just scratched the surface on the rapture, and we've got questions. And Pastor Troy, as he mentioned, we're going to be talking about the book of Enoch. And I'm really excited to hear the revelation that Pastor Alan DeDio has on that. So with that, guys, we will see you behind the veil, and check this out. This is a little bit more about what we do as a ministry here at Troy Brewer Ministries.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.